to know the situation, and hopefully whatever decision that he makes, it works out.
Are you going to try and talk to him?
I think he should try to talk to me, honestly. I think it's some information he needs to have. That's just my thoughts. He might see it different.
What's the information that you have?
I'm not going to tell you. I knew you would ask that question. It's just never any good when people are not here. When you're trying to build a team and you've got a whole bunch of new stuff going on, there's always stuff you're going to miss, and it's never the big stuff. People don't realize it's not the big thing. It's the little things, the discipline, the details, the lining up, protecting this guy. Those types of things are very important, and when you're not here, you can't get it.
Isn't it also showing your teammates you're here? I mean, you were here 24/7 every day.
Yeah. That's probably why they let me come back. They did change the code, but I jumped the fence.
How's it feel coming back here and not playing?
Oh, it feels great. I'm good. Trust me, I'm exactly where I want to be. And, good the thing is I get to come over here, and it's a lot of new guys that I don't know. So, I'm excited because football season coming around the corner, and I get excited to go out there and watch them and with guys like Champ and DJ, guys that I actually played with, Daniel Graham. I look for those guys to lead this team. Brian Dawkins is my son's his biggest fan. He doesn't know that, though, but my son's his biggest fan, so he's going to be looking forward to, getting to go and watch Brian Dawkins. So, that's huge. And Brian's one of those guys, been around a long time, and he can lead this football team, but they need every guy here in order to put the team together.
What are you observing as far as how McDaniels is conducting things out there differently as opposed to maybe when you were here?
No, I mean, it's a little different. I mean, I see little subtle differences, but that has nothing to do with how they're going to play. Because he has his philosophy, and the thing is, everybody has to buy into it, regardless of what it is. You can't worry about what you did for however many years. You're here, you got to do what's here. And I think he's used to winning games. He's won a lot of them, and so the faster those guys buy into his philosophy, that's what's going to make this team take off, and I'm looking forward to watching.
Would your opinion of how Brandon is handling the situation change? Would it change if you knew he just didn't want to be here, though?
I don't want to comment on that because honestly I don't know the situation. I don't watch TV, so because I don't get paid to watch commercials, so I don't watch TV. So I haven't talked to Brandon, so I don't know what his situation is. I don't know what he's thinking. All I know is he has a contract with the Denver Broncos. Therefore, if he's on contract, he should be here. That's just my take. I don't know what's right, what's wrong, and I just never been a guy who bought into holding out or not being on the property. Once you come across those gates and once you sign that contract, they have your rights for a reason because they want you a part of this organization. So, and it's the best for the organization if all the players are here. So when somebody's not here, it doesn't help.